6:12 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. We are live and local with local music, and I am super excited about the next 30 minutes because we got a special guest here in the studio, and he is one of the great local musicians and has been for quite a while here in the local scene. Charles Latham put out a self-titled album last year with the Borrowed Band. Still getting the word out about that. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. And coming up next week, Saturday, April 24th, he and the Borrowed Band will be playing live at the Kraken on 54 West of Carborough at 7 p.m. So excited to be able to say there's a live show coming up. Haven't been able to do that for a while, but it's going to be a great show next week. And here to talk about all of that more and play a few songs, we've got Charles Latham here in the studio. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited.
Thanks, Aaron, for having me. It's nice to be out. And, you know, those shows are actually part of our tour 2020, which is now back on.
Nice.
It was just on a hiatus.
Is it still the 2020 tour?
Well, we got dates to fulfill, and I printed the t-shirts up, so, you know, I got to, with the all the tour dates on the back.
Right.
I got a box full of those that I gotta move.
Yeah.
And just a little bit of marker.
I like
the
it.
Date. So it's still tour 2020, but it's 2021, and it's good to be here. We're in the same room, but behind glass safely and everything, so that's something new for me.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
I just made a last minute in your conference room there. I made a last minute set list change because I thought this would be a fun one to start with. It's not on the record, but, you know, we might record it for the next one.
All right.
It's a little bit older. And it's because it springs in the air. It's kind of a romantic tune. And it's kind of about where it's called Third Wheel. And it's about that feeling where, you know, if there's just a couple you end up spending a lot of time with when you're on your own, and you kind of become a part of the couple, you know, almost like a extra appendage or a pet or something.
Been there, yeah.
So I have too. That's why I love this song.
All right. Charles Latham, take it away.
Okay. Such a lovely couple, you're a really fine pair. And if you got any extra time to spare, well, let me know, cause here's the deal. I wanna be your third wheel. See, you're my dream girl, but he's in my dream too. And in the dream, he's the guy for you, and the dream is real. Just wanna be your third wheel. You know, a tricycle is steadier than a bicycle, and I wanna make you feel like you got that third wheel. Cooking for two is hard, you know, there's always extra food. And throwing it away would just be rude. Invite me over for a meal. I wanna be your third wheel. If we go out drinking to a bar or a few, we could split the cab three ways instead of two. And I don't care how I feel tomorrow, because tonight I get to be your third wheel. Would it be so wrong to let me tag along? I can no longer conceal, I wanna be your third wheel. Now it's true, it's two to tango, or to ride a seesaw. But neither of those things seem like that much fun at all. I don't see the appeal. Just wanna be your third wheel. You know, three of a kind will beat a pair every time I call your hand and reveal you got that third wheel. That third wheel, that third wheel.
Love it. And you're listening to Charles Latham, and we've got a lot more from him when Live and Local continues. Don't go anywhere. Back in a couple minutes with more at 6:18. 6:20 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you at 97.9 The Kuehl Studios, especially live today for Live and Local, because we are joined by Charles Latham, who's got a show coming up next week, Saturday, the 24th at 7 p.m. at the Kraken. New album came out last year, still just out, fresh off the presses. CharlesLatham.com, the website, for much more on him. Again, thank you so much for being here. And the first song was fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
And that's an older one, too, right?
It's an older one, yeah. I was saying, when I'd written it, I was being a little self-conscious in the break about the falsetto. You know, it was easier to hit a few years ago, but time is cruel.
It sounded,
know, studio magic will fix that.
Yeah.
Pro Tools.
It sounded fantastic. And I one of the reasons I love your music just in general is, and that song is just a great example of it. Like, it starts off sounding just like, oh, it's tongue-in-cheek, it sounds kind of throwaway, and then, like, no, this is actually meaningful and poignant, and I don't know, like, when the switch happens or if it ever does, but yeah, like, there's just some deep emotion behind it, and I just love that depth.
Oh, yeah, well, I do like to hide
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right?
I like to bury it, you mm-hmm. know, so it's not as, yeah, because I guess some of that maybe is, like, kind of a react. I love, like, you know, I grew up in, like, the 90s, so I love earnest singer-songwriter types, but then I think there was a self-consciousness about not wanting to be one of those,
right?
But while also still wanting to be one at the same time. So, you know, this is sort of my way around that.
Yeah. So tell us about getting back to live music. It's got to be fun and exciting and weird all at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, even putting, you know, announcing a live show. So we got that one at the Kraken on Saturday, and, you know, but I guess I'm dusting off my de-rusting my promotional wheels, because we also have a show on April 30th, two shows at the Poor House.
Nice.
They're back-to-back. There was one at 7:30 and one at 9, and they're seated, so it's, like, limited tickets. And at that show, we're going to be selling this brand-new, you can't see it because it's the radio, but I can describe it. It's a 7-inch vinyl record, which is clear, and it was made by a one-man shop in Murfreesboro, Funky Frankenstein Records, it was like a 1945 lathe cutting machine. So these are all hand cut clear vinyl, and it's side A is left on red from our record,
mm-hmm.
and side B is
yeah, you can say it. It's fine.
It's half-assed love, like the like half of a donkey, you know, for FCC.
That's fantastic.
So. And that's gonna be a limited edition, and so we'll be
how many are there?
I think there's like 15 now that I've given a couple of them to some friends and family.
Very
and I'll
cool.
be hand numbering them.
Nice.
So, yeah, those will be at the Poor House.
Yeah. How has it been for you in just the last year? It's been so different for everyone, and I know you've been, like, just the whole, like, local art scene is just completely transformed. How has it been for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been lucky in that I've been, you know, I've been more secure, you know, than some, I think, because I have a day job and stuff. But yeah, it's just been scary because playing music was all my source of, you know, strength or whatever to get through everything else, and I never expected to sort of have that, you know. I expected eventually maybe that I would, you know, by choice, hopefully I would maybe play less or something, but I didn't think that would ever be kind of pulled out from under me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the band all quit, you know, or something. But even then, I could go solo.
You
could
just find another band, go solo, yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, just, yeah, computerize all of them, which I'm in the process of doing. But, you know, so it was really, that was hard. But the band, it was actually, I do love all the band because it's a positive group of people. Everybody kind of rallied together early on to, they wanted to do something. So we did the live streaming thing pretty early, and we did a video for Left on Red, at Shadowbox in Durham. So, you know, we were doing as much as we could as safely as possible. But, you know, this definitely feels like maybe we've turned a corner. We were talking in the break also about vaccines. I'm getting my second dose Friday.
Nice.
So, you know, yeah, it feels good to have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Live.
And yeah, music coming back, vaccines happening, venues are reopening. I just found out Orange County Social Club is opening on Sunday.
God bless
Thank
the,
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
God
so good.
OCSC.
Who's in the band? Because you're here solo today, but it's a fantastic band, and folks should know.
Yeah, it's a great band. So let me just start with the backbone, the rhythm section. Our first chair drummer. It's kind of like a collective slash cult. There's some rotating members who come in and out, but our first chair drummer is Steamboat Steve Anderson. He's just a great drummer. Also a doctor of trees. He's a tree doctor of science. A science tree man.
I love it. That's the technical term, right?
That's
an STM, yeah.
On the bass, we have Billy Feather, who's the local queen of country music. The Kraken gig, we have a substitute bass player who's sort of new to the band, but also kind of an original member because he played on my solo album, Little Me Time, and he's a singer-songwriter too, Hunter McDermott. He's a local guy. He's from Cary. He's going to be sitting in on bass. And then we got our twin kind of Top Gun, you know, aces, our ace in the hold. We got on pedal steel, we got gorgeous Gordon Harden, who's he's played with Shooter Jennings. Used to tour with him. And then on the six-string lead guitar, we got Lightning Fingers, Luis Rodriguez, who's in a bunch of bands. He's played with six-string drag. He's just incredible. Mm-hmm. And then my singing partner, the incredible, the amazing, the Emmy Lou to my Graham, if you will, Abby Sheriff. She's a local to Durham, born and bred. So yeah, that pretty much rounds out the core of the group. We got some other auxiliary members that play with us. Steve Carter plays drums with us sometimes. He's a great drummer. Mm-hmm. Roland Otwell played bass on the record. He's one of our other bass players in the band. Great guy, Roland Rolly. You know, it's a collective.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking with Charles Latham, and again, all these folks in the band, a lot of them have been around for a long time, and so have you. And you started out in the area and moved all over the place and came back here, right? What brought you back?
Yeah. I mean, which is, for 18 years old, I've done a lot of traveling.
So, yeah.
You know, well,
you look great.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been rough. For 18.
Well, 2020 was hard on everyone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That alone made me look like I was in my late 30s. So, you know, but yeah, I'd lived here. I went to school in England and I lived here for a bit in Chapel Hill. I moved to Philly. And then I was out in Tennessee and West Tennessee for a bit. And then I was coming back here all the time because I had friends here. And then I guess at some point I kind of realized all my friends were here. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't made any friends anywhere else, really, except for a handful. You know, I don't want to disregard my friends in other places. But the bulk of my friend base seemed like it was in this area. So I decided to come back. And here I am.
Yeah.
And here I shall stay.
So happy you're here. Well, speaking with Charles Latham again, the show's coming up at the Kraken Saturday, April 24th, 7 p.m. Let's hear another song. What's next?
Yeah, well, this one is a new song. Well, sort of new. It's on, I did during the quarantine, I guess the first few months, it was actually about a year ago, I decided to, that it was my mandate as a, you know, narcissistic singer-songwriter to put out a solo home-recorded EP, because that just seemed like what we were supposed to do. So I answered that call with my own. It's called No Landlords, and it's on Spotify and stuff. But this song is on it, and I'm gonna re-record it with the Borrowed Band. You should hear it. We're gonna play it at the Poorhouse.
Okay.
Because Billy knows it.
Nice.
Hunter doesn't know it yet. But anyway, it goes like this. We're all on heroin, there's a lot to medicate. Always said that he couldn't win, but nobody would deal straight. Used to be a dive bar, turned into a class act. Could have been a big star, could have used a comeback. Oh, but tell me, if you don't believe me, I'm the last great, never was. And stars may burn out or slow fade, but I know one never does. Busting through the baby gates, looking for a grown-up time, picking up some real estate, trying to make a social climb. I'd like to get some good love, and I hear it's all around. I'll treat you with the kid glove,
I'll let you put the top down. Oh, but tell me, if you don't believe me, I'm the last grave, never was. And stars may burn out or slow fade, but no one never does. The wind swept the night clear, the moon was like a footlight. Say what's on your mind, dear, and then exit stage right. I recall he had a bad cough, a lot of smoking at the racetrack, but he survived a layoff, two divorces and a heart attack. I like to put my feet up, I like to have a good meal. Sometimes the tempo speeds up, but it has a good feel. Tell me, if you don't believe me, I'm the last grave, never was. And stars may burn out a slow fade, but no one never does.
Love it. Again, you're listening to Charles Latham, and that EP was fantastic last year.
Thank you.
That's so many good songs on that
one. I played the piano on it. I bought a piano off Craigslist.
Nice. How'd that go?
It was great. It was $180, including delivery.
Okay.
And it was mostly in tune, and it's a real piano.
That's fantastic.
So I'm teaching myself.
I love it.
To be a piano man.
Nice. We're going to hear more from Charles when Live and Local comes back in just a couple of minutes. More music, more conversation, and looking ahead to the future in 2021 and what that brings. All of that and more coming up next after this. 6:34 your time. Aaron Keck here with you live and local. Hey, coming up next hour, we've got primetime in the ACC. Dave Nathan breaking down sports news for you, as always, from 7 to 8 p.m. And then back to the music at 8 with the after hours. AJ taking you through the rest of the night. We've got some great music for you here this hour, though, too, because we are live and local with special guest Charles Latham. Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band playing the Kraken next week, Saturday the 24th at 7 p.m. And again, charleslatham.com, the website for more information. LATHAM, and we'll have the link to it up on chapelboro.com here later on as well. So again, thank you so much. It's been so amazing to have you here in the studio.
Thanks for having me. I've been very attention starved too. That's something I didn't mention. Yeah,
one of the I was reading a piece about you not too long ago, I think last fall, and you described your music as anti-folk. Tell us about that label, because that's really cool and descriptive, and I hadn't heard it before.
Yeah, I mean, it, so I think it kind of was more it was closer to stuff I was doing solo, and it's something that came out of a very specific scene in New York in like the 80s and 90s, and it was kind of like it was people who wanted to play folk style songs but write their own songs and not, you know, write about old ye olden times, Renaissance fair stuff, and you know, so like it was kind of like, and in New York and probably in most big cities, you know, folk clubs tend to be a little buttoned up, and you know, so anyway, so this kind of is like a punk rock type of vibe, but you know, it's a little bit different than when people say folk punk, because it's not really punk music played or acoustically all the time anyway, and it kind of changes, the definition changes based on who you talk to, but yeah, I mean, it and it's kind of, I feel like the, I don't know, I mean, I've kind of kept up with it, but the venue that it was all based around has now been sold.
Of course,
so
yeah.
I'm not sure that, you know, the scene is still there, and you know, and on, you know, I think maybe that genre doesn't quite fit what I'm, but I think that the at least the kind of, yeah, I think the energy behind it, or at least the kind of sense of like there's something playful about it, maybe,
yeah,
is the anti-folk thing.
I think it's okay that the scene isn't there anymore, because like the scene shouldn't be static, right? Like it should change, music should transform, like you should evolve, like that's how it should be.
And I just had a moment of self-awareness. I sound so old, you know, like, I mean, there's probably somebody out there.
I mean, you're only 18, so
yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I've been weathered by this. Yeah, so you know, anti-folk, yeah, it's still out there probably and doing its thing.
Yeah. Who are you listening to now?
I've been listening to a lot of Dillard and Clark.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of I discovered their second album first, and now I've gone back to the first album. And then I have been, I haven't been totally exploratory. I feel like because of these times, I've been sort of gravitating more towards comfortable things.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Actually, it was kind of, I guess it was last month, I did a I put together an Elliott Smith tribute show online with a bunch of local artists. It was great. Like S.E. Ward did a song, and Al Riggs. And they all did it. It was like a one
fantastic
week. It was like one of those kind of like caffeinated morning ideas, and where I realized that the anniversary of Either Or the record was going to be coming up. So, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of, I think because I'd gone back to Elliott Smith, who was a really early, I was really inspired by his music early on. I think it was kind of like a comfort factor.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what's on tap for you this year?
This year the band is going to record again. We're excited about that. We're actually going to a secret location in the mountains where we're going to kind of, workshop these songs, and hopefully we'll do some work and we'll play the songs, record them, and we're just going to book as much. I guess I've been a little, it still feels tentative to try to book too much out in the future. I think I'm a little bit wary, so I'm just kind of taking it a little bit at a time, but I'm mostly focused on the band is still sounding really great. We've been practicing as much as we are able and, safely. And I'm just excited about kind of where we're going to go with our sound. So
I get the not wanting to plan too far into the future. Like, we're already starting to make plans for the summertime. And it's like, July is so far away. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Well, even a few months ago when I booked the Kraken thing, a part of me was like, okay,
let's
see. Sure, we'll see.
But it's happening. It's going to be
happening.
Cool. So,
yeah.
Before we hear the last song, where else can people go to find out more about you, or what else should people know about you, or what's coming up?
Well, the hub for all things Charles Latham is charleslatham.com. Mm. I'm also on Facebook at Sir Charles Latham, at Sir Charles Latham on Instagram. I'd go there. Look at the pictures on Instagram, listen to the songs, and then have your own journey.
Nice.
With me.
Well, let's hear one more song. What's going to wrap it up?
I just drained the last of my water. I'm going to play this one. This one's on the record, the self-titled Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band, because the album was so good, it didn't need a second title. And I'm going to do it. It's a little bit, skews more towards our country and Western flavor, because today is Loretta Lynn's birthday.
Nice.
After this, I'm going to go watch Coal Miner's Daughter.
Nice.
But thanks, Aaron, for having me.
Thank you.
I don't know if I get to say goodbye.
No, we will. We will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm going straight to commercial.
Just end it.
Mid-song.
Well, it's a good one to end on. It's a sad one, and it's the last one on the record. So not to make people sad, but, it's good to have a little moment of reflection at the end of the day.
Go for it.
Got all these real nice clothes. Just don't have anywhere to go. When I'm dodging all my friends, settle in for another night alone. This is exactly the life I chose, and I'd do it all again. Living's easy in my big old bed. Breath on the mirror tells you I'm not dead. Must have got lonesome, but I don't know when. Think I might like to see you again. Saving up for a rainy day. Keeps on raining, it'll all wash away. But I won't get my feet wet. Making love like it's a dirty thing. This old guitar ain't got no strings. 'Cause I won't put them on yet. Living's easy in my big old bed. Breath on the mirror tells you I'm not dead. Must have got lonesome, but I don't know when. Think I might think I might like to see you again. Got so much I don't know what I got. Feels like nothing, feels like a lot. So I'm gonna give it one more shot again. And again. So come on over for a little while, dear. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And the day is dawning red. If I miss you, I will let you know. And parting is such sweet sorrow. Or so I've heard it said.
Forgotten how much I liked that song.
Thanks.
Oh, man. Again, the album is Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. The website is charleslatham.com, L-A-T-H-A-M. The show is next week, Saturday, the 24th at 7 p.m. at the Kraken, and then the 30th, which is Friday.
That's right, two
at
shows.
The Poorhouse.
So three shows altogether.
Nice. So check all those out. And again, Charles Latham, thank you so much. This was great.
Aaron, thank you. And thanks for keeping the local radio going through all this and beyond.